I'll take that as your answer. I'm sure it will provide.
The loading dock behind the former post office in downtown Silva was never intended as a theatrical stage.
As the little birds sing so sweetly.
But beyond the location, Ashley Wasmond has created something rarely seen in this stretch of Western North Carolina, a theater company focused on new, original, locally produced work.
I think this has always been on my bucket list.
Wasmond and her husband moved to Silva from Chicago 6 years ago when she became the program director of musical theater and dance at Western Carolina University. Her new nonprofit company, Calliope Stage, premieres on this loading dock over the next 2 weekends with a program of 10 original theatrical shorts. They jump from drama to comedy, music, and dance, all created by people in the far west of this state, and all inspired by an event, person, or place from this region.
As I sort of settled in and was able to kind of explore the area more, I started just randomly connecting with all these new to me artists in the area, and it kind of just opened up my eyes to the vibrancy in the area.
Who are you to tell me about anything? You're just some crazy old birds escaped from some cuckoo nest.
On a recent Monday night, rehearsals for 3 different shorts were happening at the same time at what is now the home of Triple Threat Dance Academy. Few theater companies focus on original work, and that's particularly so in smaller towns. There are long-held reasons for that. Patrons of live theater tend to be older and prefer to see what they already know. At least that's the conventional wisdom. But Wasmond said that's short-sighted, self-perpetual thinking, and that the public appetite for new work simply needs better marketing, akin to the shop local movement.
It should be no different for the performing arts. There are incredible artists here. There are incredible stories that go hundreds of years back and thousands of years back even. There's magic here, and I think I'm just really excited to be a part of a group of people, a part of an organization that really wants to cultivate that and bring it out of the mountains and give it a platform for others to share.
Carolyn Lloyd spent the past 6 years dancing professionally in New York City before escaping with her partner in an RV and settling earlier this year in Franklin. Now working in the nonprofit arts sector, Lloyd jumped at the opportunity to choreograph a piece and collaborate with a local composer.
Just the chance to be creative that sometimes gets lost, especially in rural communities. They do a weekend runs of Mamma Mia, but to really be able to tell stories, to branch out, to create something out of nothing is really just a beautiful process. And I'm really excited to see what it brings to the community, both from an audience perspective and from a creator perspective.
Calliope Stage has already been active before this production, developing a podcast during the pandemic called the Nectar Series and developing community education and training classes for the coming fall. Wasmond wants to develop a teen ensemble and draw stories for future productions from Western Carolina University's LGBTQ Oral Archive.
Much like anybody else that's working with a group of people to start something, scared of failure, scared of how it will be received, scared of if there will be support. I really want to do things that scare me, but exhilarate me at the same time. So I think although it was a source of fear, it was something that I felt strongly that I could do with the right people around me. And there were people here that would be interested in it as well.
Wasmond is planning to produce a full-length play in 2022 and has her eye on one benchmark of success, sustainably paying her artists beyond thank you notes. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.